Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to head over to the West now and have a chat to Neville Parnham, who's got a great team in locally. And, of course, it is the Belmont Oaks, where he's got his Group 1 winning filly, who's a short price favourite. Good morning to you, Nev.
Morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm very well, mate. Looking forward to seeing how your horses will perform at home, but also keen to find out if you've got any answers as to what happened to Malibu Style last start. He goes around in the Victorian Sprint Series final because it was a very rare, disappointing performance.
Yeah, it certainly was. From everyone's point of view, he's such a consistent horse. And the Sunday morning, he did have a bit of a black eye. I'm not sure how that would have occurred, given he led them up. And I don't know if that was a contributing factor. To be honest, I don't think so. However, he had his eye closed, and that's the only thing that, you know, wasn't normal about the horse. I probably would have preferred him not to be leading. He goes much better up the straight when he can get a little bit of a tuck in and follow. But hopefully that can occur tomorrow and we can see him bounce back to where he normally is. And he won this race last year, so hopefully he can find the line.
Yeah, well, he loves the track, and he's been super consistent in his two starts before you. Damien Oliver jumps on board, so it's a great jockey engagement. So are you just writing it off as a race to forget?
Well, it's got to be, yeah, because, the horse worked super on Tuesday morning, and he's given me no indication that, you know, he's trained off or there's certainly no soreness issues, etc. So I just don't know. I don't know why he didn't perform that day, but we'll just have to put it past us.
All right, well, he's about a $15 chance, so if he does perform up to his best, he's good value for the punters out there. Just on Malibu and then your WA horses who you might be keen to bring over for the spring, I read during the week there might be some concerns with the travel arrangements and trying to get horses around during this COVID period. Have you looked into that and how difficult it may well be?
Yeah, it is going to be difficult, and reading this morning's press in WA, looks like Bob Peters is sending his horses by road on next Tuesday, so he's not waiting around to sort of see what's going on. He's made a decision, and I wouldn't be making that decision with mine, because KC's primary target is the two Group 1 races here in Perth at the end of our summer carnival. So if something came up and they started travelling horses again by air, I would consider it. But at the moment, it's not on the table if she had to go by road.
So she may not even come then?
She won't come unless they're flying, yeah.
Okay. Is it just that arduous trip, 3-4 days via road?
No, it is. As I said, the primary target for her, it would be the railway stakes in the Kingston Town here in Perth. So if I was taking her there, it was just going to be for 1 to 2 runs, probably two. At this stage, we'll just watch this space.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed it gets sorted out, because we'd love to see her here and all the other good horses from WA in the Spring Carnival. Speaking of your star filly, KC, how is she going? What do you make of her win last start in the Belmont Guineas? A lot probably would have thought she would have won a little easier than she did, although it was probably a bit soft on the line. Did she come through that race well?
Yeah, she come through well. You know, she's not a horse that wins by big margin, so don't sort of read too much into. She's quite a lazy horse, really. You might notice that during the run, she's never really on the bridle. She just travels there behind him. But, you know, when she turns by, she knows where the business ends, and she always finds a way. But, I thought she won pretty comfortably on the line. And I didn't read anything into it there. I thought she was a really good win. And when I worked with her Tuesday morning, probably worked as good as she's ever worked, so I certainly think that she's come on again since that run, and she'll be probably suited at the increase in distance, just the way she races. Really happy with her.
Well, she's a $1.65 favourite at the weights. It looks hard to see anything beating her, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I do certainly have respect for Lindsay's horse, Lindsay Smith. It's had four starts for four wins, and coming through the lower grade races, but it probably, the way it looks like it's a pretty promising horse, and certainly looks like the distance would be very suitable to it. So William Pike is riding. So, yeah, I certainly have respect for that that horse, that stable, and that jockey. So we certainly won't be going out there thinking it's a cakewalk.
You got such a big hand in the Modi, and I'm keen to get your thoughts on Indian Pacific too, who's won 4 of 5 and beat Windstorm 2 starts ago, and then Levitate last start, which is the top-notch three-year-old form over in WA. How's Indian Pacific going in your eyes?
Yeah, he's a very, very good horse, you know, quality horse. He probably hasn't maybe got the recognition that he probably should have. You know, everybody wants to talk about Windstorm, and the only day they give it a smacking. So the last time they both raced on the same day, every sectional in the race, including obviously the race time, he ran faster than Windstorm. But Windstorm's obviously a very good horse, but so is mine. And I expect him to win, yeah.
Anything else on the card we should be following from your stable, Nev?
I've got a nice little two-year-old there. She's having a first start. She's drawn one. Horse called Wonderkind. She's not an overly big filly. You're probably still a little bit immature, but she trialled very good the other day, and she's worked up well this week. So she'll certainly, Barrier 1 is going to be a big help to her. So I'm sure she'll give a very good account of herself first up. And the old horse, Wrinkly, you know, he can never underestimate him. He's carries the big weights, and he's been working a long time, but he was only narrowly beaten at his last start. And, I know Showmanship's in it, and it's one of Bob's as well, and he certainly looks like a quality horse. He went very easy the other day, but my fella, he's tough as boot leather, and he will be there at the finish.
Sounds like you've got a good day. Hey, I've got your old mate Lindsay on the line. We're about to have a chat to him. Have you got any message for him trying to beat KC tomorrow?
Oh, he can do his best. He looks like he's going to have a very good day too. He's got some nice runners over there, and he's hard to beat at the moment. He's everything he puts a saddle on in it. So, yeah, he's hard to beat.
I might bring Lindsay in. Well, we've got Nev. Lindsay, what do you think about that?
Oh, Nev, he's a genius. He even named a horse after me the other day, I was telling him. He's got a horse called Automatic. And when I used to play football, when I lined up for goals, that was my nickname, Automatic Goal.
Automatic
Goal. I thought it might have been Wrinkly, the one you named after him.
Oh, that comes later on in life.
he's flying over.
Good luck.
He's got plenty to do, so I'll let him get to it. Yeah.